I want to be a producer. Eventually.
Do you have room to do it down there?
What, movies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they I don't know, will they get anywhere?
Well, I don't know, Crocodile Dundee is the biggest grossing
movie. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think Australian movies. So the thing about Australian movies is like, it's a bit like French movies about 10 years ago. Everybody said French movies are great, but nobody ever fucking seen them. They're just talking out their ass. And same with Australian movies, everybody went along and said, yeah, oh yeah, 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 Break My Rent. Yeah, Australian movies are great. Nobody ever saw one. Crocodile Dundee has come along and everybody's seen one. Totally different type of movie. It's been made, lots of Australians are sort of making funny movies. Dogs in Space is a very unusual Australian movie. It's not the sort of movie the Australian film people want to be made. They want nice, pretty films about nostalgic items like Gallipoli or Breaking My Rent or Picnic Rock, or they want nice big blockbusters like Crocodile Dundee. Even Crocodile Dundee was given shit by the AFI, Australian Film AFC. Australian Film Commission was given a hard time. I mean, In Excess was right behind Crocodile Dundee. We invested in Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
On a quicker level, well, for instance, I don't know, it was given five star rating by the top Australian film critic. And then it was hated by some, really hated by some. But I think a lot of, you know, it would all depend on sort of movie that, it can be an uncomfortable movie. If it's a bit like going to a party where you know nobody, so you get drunk and fall over the place and sort of just start enjoying it. You have to just throw yourself into it. The camera, the cinematographer Andrew DeGroote, he's a brilliant cinematographer, he used the camera like this ghost, you know. Like instead of doing, it's like filming a play, it's very hard to act in because you don't have lots of cuts, you don't have lots of takes, you don't have lots of money to do that. 3-4 minute scenes. You know, like the camera starts out the end of a street, comes up the street, comes through the front door, up the hallway, up the steps, into a bedroom, down the steps, into the kitchen, in the living room, outside, into a car, and off you go. In one take. So it's a really unusual movie to look at. It's really beautiful, beautifully dirty. And it's really authentic.